Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Reaction Tuesday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. It's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, the big news just coming down. Houston Texans fall to the Saints 30-28. The day after that, Nick Martin gets an extension, three-year extension, $33 million, which makes him one of the five highest-paid centers in the NFL per season. John Lopez, your reaction to Nick Martin getting an extension 1 week into the 2019 season and one season after he was the fifth highest-rated center, according to Pro Football Focus, in the division.
What's that drop that Figgy likes to play? What? What?
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
That's my reaction. That's my reaction right there, Figgy. I don't understand. There is probably, and we'll get clarification on this for sure, a salary cap factor here.
Because they have all the extra cap money.
Right. They have extra cap money this year. Sign him now. Get the bonus out of the way. And you don't have to pay him down the road. But why? But why? Why are you paying him? You could use that money for a lot of things. And I know Clowney, you know, clearly that money could have been used for him, and you got that money. But I don't understand for a guy who in his – is this third or fourth year?
This is his fourth year.
Fourth year, but he sat out one, right, with an injury.
Yes.
That has proved nothing in terms of being a top five paid center. I'm not saying the guy, you know, is not worthy of playing in the NFL. But when you've got respected former NFL insiders like – Wade Smith and Seth Payne and multiple others that you and I talked to.
They didn't even think he was the best center on the team, John.
Saying that, how are you giving him a $33 million extension over 3 years?
I don't know. Maybe he's the right kind of guy.
When you could have done it, you could have waited the entire year.
Maybe he's a lunch pail guy.
And made a decision.
I don't know.
You know?
I have no idea. You're asking me a question I really don't know the answer to.
Well, I don't either.
And I did not think this was really a thing. I didn't think this was a thing that Nick Martin was really going to get an extension. I've heard McClain say it. I've heard other people say it. I did not really think this was a thing. I'm actually very shocked. Of all the things that have shocked me in the last 2 days, Nick Martin getting an extension is the most shocking thing I've seen. And that includes the game that we saw yesterday. One of the better, probably the best game of the season so far in the NFL. If all games were like that, they'd be in pretty good shape. But of all the things that have shocked me, that's the one that shocks me the most is Nick Martin getting an extension.
Is it? Is it the most shocking thing?
Yeah.
It might be, right?
What else? What else surprised
Aaron, is,
you?
Is Aaron Coben playing that bad not a little shocking?
No.
Not really.
We've seen that. Mm-hmm. We've seen that for a year. So I really wasn't shocked by that. But Nick Martin gets an extension from the Texans, who, by the way, heavy favorite on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Texans opening as a 9.5-point favorite. Of course, that has a lot to do with Nick Foles. Nick Foles is going to miss some time. He's been placed on injured reserve. He could miss 6 weeks. It could be even longer. But the Houston Texans against Gardner Minshew of Washington State, a 9.5-point favorite in their home opener out there at NRG.
You want a little more breaking news? It just occurred to me.
Go ahead.
The Texans signed a contract during the season.
They did.
Nobody's talking about that.
They did.
Nobody's talking about.
So I guess that's gone.
Yeah.
The no negotiating during the season. So Bradley Roby. Maybe Bradley Roby, if he plays well, and I don't think he played that bad yesterday, maybe he can get an extension. There's a lot of guys who can get extensions now during the season. That is interesting. So we knew this wasn't your same old Texans. They've done a lot of things that, you know, the previous regime maybe wouldn't do.
Right.
Negotiating in season with their players. So might not agree with who they negotiated with. But at least they're doing it.
So let me ask you this.
You can ask me whatever you want, J-Lo.
I'm going to ask you this instead. Why are they going to sign Tunsil next this year?
Yes.
Right during the season?
Yes.
Why not?
Tunsil will be the highest paid tackle in football.
If you have the money and you could pay it forward in a sense with regard to the salary cap, why not? You already broke the seal with Nick Martin. Why not go ahead and get Laremy Tunsil locked up?
Laremy Tunsil is going to be
here
for a
long
time.
That one would not be shocking.
No. We know that's coming. You don't trade two first-round picks and a second-round pick and bring someone back without giving him an extension. So we know Nick Martin's going to be here for a few years. Laremy Tunsil's going to be here for a while. Titus Howard, who was inactive yesterday, he's going to be here for a while. Other guy you drafted on the offensive line, day two of the draft, Max Sharping's going to be here. So Texans should feel pretty good about the future of their offensive line, assuming that they trust their evaluation. So maybe it's on to a different concern. Maybe they can get someone that can rush the passer opposite of J.J. Watt. Maybe they can start focusing on that. You know? Like maybe a guy who can stop the run, because I think the Saints had 140 yards rushing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can just get a guy that can stop the run. Maybe a guy that, you know, maybe give you 9.5 sacks. It's not quite 10, you know, but as we heard Bill O'Brien say about J.J. Watt.
It does a lot of other things well.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't show up in the stat sheet, because that's what Bill O'Brien said today when he was talking about J.J. Watt not having a tackle yesterday. You know, his impact isn't always shown in the stat sheet. Maybe they can get a guy that doesn't get those double-digit sacks, but he stops the run real well, and he makes an impact that you can't see in the stat sheet. Maybe they can find that guy. Maybe he could even have dreads. Because I like seeing guys with dreads.
You know my theory on dreads.
The passer. Maybe they can find that guy, since now the offensive line appears to be taken care of with the Nick Martin extension.
Do you feel like throwing up in your mouth a little bit?
Oh, not really, but go ahead.
Figgy, do you feel like throwing up in your mouth a little bit?
Maybe.
We know who the top two highest paid Texans are this year, right? J.J. Watt, in terms of cap hit.
J.J. Watt and Nuke.
J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins.
Well deserved.
Do you want to know who right now are the fourth and fifth highest paid Texans on the entire roster?
Do I?
Do you want to know, Figgy, who the right now the fourth and fifth highest paid Texans are?
When it comes to cap hit this year?
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Aaron Colvin and Nick Martin.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
This is Nick Martin next year, though. He's still going to play under the rookie
Year. Yeah. I'm saying as of what his contract's going to be, yeah.
Maybe they see something I don't, John.
I think so.
Maybe they see something I don't. So. Well, they're seeing it.
Some good guys.
Maybe it's right. Maybe it's right. Nick
good
Martin.
Good teammates.
He's a good teammate.
Works hard, good teammate.
He's a good guy.
Good
he
guy.
He works hard. That is definitely 100% what they like about Nick Martin. Around the NFL a little bit before we take some more calls. The Colts have officially put Devin Funchess on injured reserve. This is the curse of John Lopez. John Lopez was hyping him up. Devin Funchess with a hurt collarbone. He could miss the entire season, but Frank Reich said there's a chance he returns. Tyreek Hill, another collarbone. He's going to be out for a while. He could be back when the Chiefs face the Texans. Sammy Watkins did a nice job filling that hole the other day. Three touchdowns. Props to ESPN. I think we got to give some props to ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of being successful in life is not avoiding mistakes, but it's correcting your mistakes in an efficient manner as smoothly as possible. And ESPN made a massive mistake yesterday during the Texans game. Did you notice on the bottom right of your screen in the first half, there was a graphic there that would show the down and distance, first and 10, second and 10, third and 10, so on and so forth.
What color was that graphic?
It was yellow.
It's kind of like a flag, right?
Yeah, which is the exact same color as a flag alert, and it's also the exact same location where the flag alert's been since I can remember. ESPN made that mistake. There was some outrage. There were a lot of tweets, but at halftime, Adam Schefter of ESPN sent out this tweet, quote, breaking news, ESPN is switching away from the new down and distance graphic. It debuted in the first half of Monday Night Football. ESPN heard the fans' feedback and acted quickly. So credit to ESPN, because that was giving me a damn headache having to watch that.
Well, we were in the sports book Saturday.
They're still doing it in college.
Well, they got to change it. Because
whose idea was that?
You and I were sitting there with our guy Paul Falgu and a couple of other dudes. Shout out to Deadly Dudley Lures, by the way. But And you could hear the buzz around us. People were saying, wait a minute, I thought that was a flag. Oh, that, why don't they change that graphic? I mean, they got to do it in all their broadcasts.
Yeah, NFL, but NFL acted swiftly. They might be the ones that paved the way. Mm-hmm. Did you see the tweet from Pat Mahomes yesterday when Deshaun Watson found Kenny Stills in what should have been the game-winning touchdown for the Texans?
I sure did, homie.
Here is what Pat Mahomes said, homie. He said, that is a big-time throw, homie. He put the dartboard emoji, and he said, at Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was at the podium after the game yesterday rocking his denim jacket and his chain, and he was asked about the tweet that Pat Mahomes sent.
He said, homie? Yeah, that's my dog. You know, me and Pat, you know, we go way back from before, you know, the NFL. Really, you know, once we got in college, we, you know, come out of high school together and, you know, training in Southern California together. So, you know, we support each other. We all support each other around the league. It's always respect. We always want the best for each other. I mean, it's cool to be able to, you know, have guys like that and kind of encourage me and encourage them too.
I'm a big Ketchup fan. I've always been.
So when they talk to each other, do they just say, hey, homie, what's up, homie?
What's up, homie? Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man, homie.
You too, homie.
Who said that? Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man, homie. Who said that?
Who?
713-572-4610. Figgy, who said that?
50 Cent.
Thank you.
50.
Thank you very much. I don't know about that, John Lopez. 50 Cent. Jimmy, you're on In the Loop on Reaction Tuesday. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to talk about play calling real quick, though, the Kenny Stills thing. I don't know if y'all know, but he was kneeling. This time he was kneeling for the racial inequality for the affirmative action for the colleges by basing their admission standards on the skin color and only allowing certain races or giving preferential treatment to certain races.
Okay, cool. That's so that was the cause there?
I don't know if that's it or not. We'd have to talk to Kenny Still.
I would have to ask him about that. Let's go to George. George, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Awesome.
Great, terrible, great. George. You saw that game yesterday. I'm awful.
Yeah, I'm awful, too. I think the Texans, to win their games, they're going to have to score in the 30 points, 30 or more, the way the defense is playing. You know, what's going to happen? They can't put any pressure on Breeze. What's going to happen when they play Brady and McCombs? And I want to get your opinion.
I'm with you, George. I'm worried about McCombs.
McCombs?
Who?
He's a ketchup guy. You know who he is. McCombs.
Yeah, I'm with him. It is going to be shootouts. But you know what? Should I do it, John?
What?
Should I do it?
Do what?
I think loopholes already know this. The true loopholes already know this.
What?
I don't want to toot our own horn.
But? Toot, toot.
But, I mean, if you listen to this show, what you saw yesterday should not surprise you.
That's exactly what we've talked about.
It really should not surprise you. What have we been saying all offseason? I've said this is going to be an elite offense for the Houston Texans. Check. You saw what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We said that the defense is going to be a problem and pressuring the quarterback is going to be a problem. Check. There you go. I mean, this should not what
we
you
said
saw
Drew
yesterday
Brees was going to attack one person. Aaron
check.
Colvin.
Yes, yes. You said that Drew Brees was going to find Aaron Colvin. He scored two touchdowns on him. Check.
And like, the biggest play of the game.
The moral of the story is we got the best listeners, but we put out the best product you could possibly ask for, okay? 713-572-4610. Toot toot. Wood. Lay it on me,
all
man.
All right, Lopez. Okay, Lopez, you stole my thunder about the contract situation. I was going to mention that myself, that the Texans say they never negotiate during season.
Mm-hmm.
So with Kyle running the ship now, most likely it's a lot of things that's going to be different. Also, what's different right now is the fact that I believe the league, general managers, agents out there realize that we have someone here that don't know what they're doing when it comes to negotiation.
Mm.
So they're taking advantage of that situation.
Mm.
They realize, hey, we can get two number ones and a two. Hey, let's make that deal. We can get Clowney and have them pay $7 million of that and give up and only give up a third. Let's make that deal.
Yeah.
The agent said, oh, man, you telling me that you willing to sign Nick Martin and extend him and make him one of the highest paid centers? Let's make that deal. Right now, it's agents out there, the general managers, they know, hey, if they need something, hey, they can call the Texans because most likely O'Brien and his so-called, what do they call that staff of gurus that's working all together.
Yeah. Flat organization. It's a flat organization, Wood. Flat organization is what they call it.
Exactly. They have no clue on what that's for.
Hey, Wood, I want to ask you something real quick, man. How did is Wood a nickname? And if so, how'd you get the nickname Wood? I got a lot going through my head right now.
Well, y'all don't have to get layers why they call me Wood. So we'll go right there. But anyway, but let me go here about the kneeling situation. I want to give y'all a little history, just my personal history myself. I was an athlete when I was a little young. I'm an old man now. Now, I went up to Minneapolis. Me and the Texans, we had a group that went up there to represent represent Texas. During that day, we could not find a restaurant that wanted to serve us. Now, at night, oh, they loved us to death. I mean, they wanted to party with us, have a good time, you know, things like that. Now, I say this because there's injustice going on in this world. That's the reason why the kneeling is going on. That's the reason why these fellas are taking that opportunity to try to just bring a little voice, to bring a little attention to what's still happening in this world. There was a group of us went out just to have some drinks, you know, and things of this nature. It was a rainbow coalition of me and my friends. We was all out, and we decided someone was playing pool. At that established, they say, hey, no N-words back there to play pool. Mm. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was shocked. These are the kind of things that exist in this world that still is going on that a lot of people may not be aware of, that athletes are trying to voice their opinion and say, hey, these things are still going on.
There we go, Wood. I appreciate you, man. Thank you very
much. I just like listening to Wood talk.
Wood brings it, man. Yeah. Wood lays the wood. He said he wouldn't get into the nickname, but, you know, mm-hmm. You can use your imagination. 713-572-4610. It's Reaction Tuesday on In the Loop. Let's take a close look at the new faces yesterday. Bill O'Brien brought in some new faces. Let's give them grades, and we'll take some more calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.